Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the Darim, Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, at the next Mishnah, Mabein Nazir Olam LeNazir Shimshon, which is Mishnah, in the middle of Mishnah Bet. In the Mishnah Bet, dealt with different forms of Hafla'ah, and the second part of it introduced, and we dealt with this in the last podcast, the Nazirut of Shimshon with the various expressions that indicate the acceptance of Nazirut Shimshon. And now the Mishnah wants to present to us how what is unique about a Nazir Shimshon. And then it mentions Derech Agav, another form of Nazirut that wasn't mentioned. The Gemara will immediately deal with this oddity. And the Mishnah states, Nazir Olam, suddenly there's this new concept called Nazir Olam, the perpetual Nazir, and the Nazir Shimshon, because in the previous Mishnah, in the previous part of the Mishnah, we said that if you declare with certain expressions, you then become a Nazir Shimshon. So let's see what that is. Nazir Olam, what's the din of a Nazir Olam? Ichbid Saro Mekel Betar. That if his hair gets too heavy, he's allowed to lighten it up with a razor. But every time he does that, he brings three animals. In other words, he's considered to have fulfilled a nazirut, brings the korban as the completion of a nazirut, and then starts over. But he's never allowed to drink wine from the tamid lameitim. And if he becomes tamid lameit, then he has to bring the ashim nazir tamei. Of course, at that point, we wouldn't say he starts over again because he is a perpetual nazir. Now, a Nazir Shimshon has different halachot. Ichbid saro eino mekel. If his hair gets too heavy, he can't lighten it up. He can never cut his hair. V'im nitma, eino mevi korban tuma. But if he encounters the dead, he doesn't have to bring a korban tuma. And the implication of that is that he's not allowed to encounter the dead, but just that the consequences, are not as severe. The Gemara immediately picks up on the fact that the Nazir Olam, is not even mentioned in our Mishnah, and then is referred to. So the Gemara points, Nazir Olam Man Nachashmei. Who mentioned the Nazir Olam, at all? Wasn't mentioned at all. The answer is Chasuri Mechsara Vehachi Ktani. That, we have a Chasuri Mechsara, meaning that there's something either deficient in the Mishnah or something that should be understood, and this is how we should understand the Mishnah, or perhaps read the Mishnah. Ha'omer Nazir Olam, Harei Zen Nazir. If you say, I am a Nazir Olam, that is a valid hafla'ah for that phrase. And then, Mam Bein Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon. So Nazir Shimshon was mentioned in the previous part of the Mishnah. Now we said that Nazir Olam is also a valid form, and it is a new category, and then the Mishnah goes on to define the differences between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam Yechbid Saro Mikal Batar, Vishalosh Beimot, Mam Evi Korban Tuma, Nazir Shimshon Yechbid Saro Einom Mikal Batar, Veinom Evi Korban Tuma. Okay, good. Now, as I pointed out, the implication of the Mishnah is that a Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to encounter the dead. It's just that if he does so, the consequences are not as severe. He doesn't have to bring the korban. Korban ud lomaiti, aval nazirut chaylale. We assume from that he doesn't have to bring the korban, but nazirut does apply to him, including the restriction against contact with the dead. So the question is, mani manitin, who then could be the author of our Mishnah? We'll see why. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon. And as far as we're concerned, those are the only two options, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, v'yero mer nazir shimshon mutar li tamei lemeitin. Rabbi Yehuda says that a nazir shimshon is allowed l'chatchila to have contact with the dead. Shkein matzin v'shim shimshon shinitma, because after all, we see Shimshon himself had contact with the dead that he killed. Rabbi Shimon Omer HaOmer Nazir Shimshon. Rabbi Shimon takes it even further and says, if you say I am a Nazir Shimshon, lo amar klum, you haven't said anything. Why? Shelo matzinu b'Shimshon sheyatzat nazirut mipiv. We never find that Shimshon himself accepted the vow of becoming a Nazir. And therefore, saying you're a Nazir Shimshon means you're attaching yourself to a non-hafla. That's Rabbi Shimon's perspective. So now, our Mishnah, which implies that a Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to have contact with the dead, but that he's not held culpable, who could that be? Rabbi Yehuda Hamar Filachat Chila. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Lachatchila, he can have contact with the dead. Our Mishnah only presented it as post facto, there's no consequences. Here, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lachaila, and Nazir Klal. If it's Rabbi Shimon, then Nazir Shimshon doesn't even exist. The answer is, Lo Leolam Rabbi Yehuda here. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. But I did, Tani Gabin Nerzolam, Imnitma, Tamiya Gabin, Nazir Shimshon, Imnitma. So since the first clause said that on Nazir Olam, Imnitma, does bring a korban, it therefore presented the parallel, which is a Nazir Shimshon im Nitma doesn't bring a korban. But, of course, l'chatchila, he can have contact with the dead. Okay. Now, Lema plukta dahani tanoikim in palgi. Perhaps Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in the validity of a Nazir Shimshon at all are parroting a machloket that we had at the beginning of Masechet Nedarim. That none. Hare alai ki b'chor. If a person takes a piece of meat and says, this meat is to me like a b'chor behema tahora, Rabbi Yaakov will serve Yossi matir. Rabbi Yaakov says it's osir, and Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. Now, we figure as follows. My love, Yehuda, savar lak Rabbi Yaakov. We think that Rabbi Yehuda in Nazir Shimshon, who says it is valid, must hold like Rabbi Yaakov. De amar lo ba'inan davar hanidar. Because he evidently feels that we don't need davar hanidar. In other words, that you can take remember the discussion in the beginning, the first two prakim of Masechet Nedarim, about whether you can take a vow and tether it to something which is asur. Like to say, this meat is to me like chazer. Now that doesn't work. But perhaps Rabbi Yaakov thinks it does work. And since a bechor is something that irrelevant, irrespective of your own participation in declaring it to be a bechor or not, is still a bechor and is still usher, therefore, he doesn't seem to require davar nidor. And therefore, Yehuda would seem to say the same thing. I can attach myself to Shimshon, even though Shimshon himself is not Adam Hamadir. That's what we think. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon, who says that the Nazirut Shimshon is nothing, who says that Bechor is not a valid Hatfasa, because the Bechor is not Davar Nidor. Now, this is all very difficult, because we know clearly throughout the Masechet, throughout Nidarim, that you cannot tether yourself to something which is inherently Asur, but something which has been made Asur by a person's Hafla'a, like a korban, classically. And therefore, this doesn't seem to work. Look, the chuliyama bayin and davar nidar. We all agree in davar nidar. Shani gabe b'chor, the machloket in b'chor, is as follows. Tichtiv be l'ashem. After all, in the parsha of Nedarim, it says, O ish ki yishava, O ish asher, ish ki don nedar, O yishava shvua l'ashem. If a person takes a shvua l'ashem, and we say, what does that mean? L'rabot et ha-bechor. That drasha is there to say even something that belongs to Hashem could be associated with a neder, and that's the bechor. Bechor meaning bechor behem Torah. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with that? He says, no, it's there really to tell you that you can associate your neder with a chatat and Hashem. And we'll talk about that in a minute, because that'll directly impact, directly spring from our Masechet. So why, Rabbi Yossi, did you say Lashem is there to include chatat and Hashem as things within the periphery of Nedarim, and Bechor is not? The answer is, Marbani chatat v'Hashem shkein matpisan b'neder. The reason I include it is because it's possible for chatat and Hashem to come as the result of a neder. Which neder? The neder of Nazirut. If you declare yourself to be a Nazir, so if you complete it successfully, you have to bring a chatat. And if you don't, you bring a chatat and an Hashem. In other words, if there's an interruption. Which means that that's coming as a result of your own neder. As opposed to a bechor, that you can never make something a bechor by declaring it so. Either it's the firstborn or it's not the firstborn. So what's Rabbi Yaakov's answer? Rabbi Yaakov alecha bechor nan vat biso v'neder hu. He's saying, I'm not saying chatat and asham are worse, but bechor is also included among those things that your declaration makes them so. How do we know? The Tanya Shabbat Rabbeinu Amru, this is the thing in Nedarim, the Girsa Shabbat Rabbi, they said, minayin l'nolad bechor betoch edro, Shemitzvah lav l'aktisho. How do I know that there's a mitzvah for you to declare, this is Kodesh, about a bechor born in your flock? Shenemar hazachar taktish. The pasuk says, you are supposed to sanctify the bechor. And whether if pshat is to get separated and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, nonetheless, l'aktish is an act of designation. So Rabbi Yossi, what does he answer? She says, yeah, there's a mitzvah to declare, but if you don't, it's still holy, which means your words don't change its status. There's a separate mitzvah to make a declaration about it, but your words do not change its status, and therefore it's not davar nidar, and therefore if you say that meat is to me like a bechor, you haven't said anything. It's like saying that meat is to me like chazer, which is meaningless. Alright, so now, and so now let's look back and say, well, if you're going to darshan Lashem in the context of Haflah as extending to something else, what is the Lashem in Nazir for? Look at Dar Pasuk. It's Pasuk, I think, number 4 on the page. Ishki Dor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. What's Lashem doing there if you're saying it's extending to something new? So the truth is it's for a different drasha. Only by the Chatanya, famous Breita. We had it in the Dorim also. Amr Shimon at Tzaddik. This goes back to Shimon at Tzaddik, the earliest of the Tanaim or pre-Tanaim. I never agreed to eat an Hashem Nazir Tameh. Why is that? Because a person would take a neder of Nazirut, and they would all be all excited about doing their 30 days, and then in the middle somebody would die, and they would have to wait 7 days and become Tahor and do another 30 days, and my concern is by that time they were already regretting having taken the neder, and it's possible that that retroactively subverts the neder, and this may be Chulin Lazar, I wouldn't eat it. There was one time that I did. And what's that? Shabai Lai min Adarom, Yafein Nayim, Tov Roi, a very attractive man came from the south. Futsatav Sturodlo Taltalim, he had beautiful hair that was arranged in rows. Amartilo Benim Maraita L'Shachet Serna Ezeh. So I said to him, why are you coming to destroy this beautiful hair of yours, to Tiglachat? So Amarlo Li Roe Haiti Lavi Be'iri. I was a shepherd to my father. This sounds very much like David. I went to get water from the well, and I looked in at my reflection in the water, and suddenly my Yitzhar got the best of me, and I started feeling how attractive I was. My Yitzhar was going to get the best of me. So what I said to my Yetzer Hara was, Reka, you emptiness. You're taking such pride in a world that's not even yours. In the end, you're just going to be worms. Why are you getting so boastful? And then I said, Ha'avoda, which is an oath, I'm going to cut this hair, Lashamayim. So what happened is, I became a Nazir, so that means 30 days of cutting, and then I was going to come cut the hair, and I was going to cut it, L'shem Shamayim. And instead of getting a regular haircut, I was going to cut it, full Tiglachat, L'shem Shamayim. And what happened? In the meantime, he encountered the death, so he came to bring an Oshem Nazir Tameh, but he was clearly very sincere. Amadti umenashaktiv al rosho. Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik continues and says, I kissed him. Amarti lo kamotcha yibu nazirim b'Yisrael. There should be more nazirim like you b'Yisrael. Alecha katuv homer. It's referring to you that the text says, ish keflim dor nedu nazir lazir ladunai. You have really become a nazir l'Hashem. In other words, with full intent and full focus and motivation in the proper direction. Good. So Lashem here now doesn't imply a new halacha category, but rather a motivational category. Okay. Now back to the issue of Shimshon. We notice that a Nazir Shimshon is either nothing like Rabbi Shimon, or he's a different kind of Nazir like our Mishnah and like Rabbi Yehuda, who says he's allowed to be Mitam and Lameitim, but he's not allowed to drink wine or cut his hair. Shimshon lav nazir havi. What? Shimshon wasn't a regular nazir. V'aktiv ki nazir Elohim yanar min abaten. The malach said to Mrs. Manoach, the kid is going to be a nazir from while he's in utero. That's as I mentioned, it's good to read those chapters to understand what's going on. The answer is hata malach hudikamar. Yeah, but Shimshon never accepted it. His parents didn't even make the declaration, which we'll see later on would be valid. The Malach said he's going to be a Nazir. That's not a haflah. So therefore, he's got this unique category. So how do we know that Shimshon behaved differently than other Nazirim? We know that when he ended up having violated the haircutting, that really changed things for him. However, when he had contact with the dead, that didn't seem to be a violation, nor did it affect him in any negative way. So how do we know that he really did have contact with the dead? A famous poem of Shimshon, where he picked up the jawbone of the ass, and then he declares, I killed 1,000 with this jawbone. Maybe he was slinging it and hitting them, but he wasn't touching them. It's in the earlier story after that failed attempt with the riddle. The terms of the contest were that if they could figure out what his riddle was, that he would have to give the entourage 30 suits. They got the answer out of his wife, and he went and killed 30 men in Ashkelon, and he took their suits. So Dilma Ashlechinim Bereisha, Farakalinan, maybe he stripped them first, and then he killed them, so that he killed them without touching them, you know, with weapons, and he had already stripped these clothes off of them, so that he didn't have to touch them after they were dead. Vayach vayikach tiv. No, because it says first he killed them, then he took them. So Vadima goes sin shavina, maybe they were dying when he took them off. Maybe they weren't dead. So Gemara, Gemirila, the answer is we have a tradition that Shimshon was metamin lameitim. The psukim don't bear it out absolutely, but the tradition does. Now, that's Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam Hechaktiv. So where do you have Nazir Olam? Nazir Shimshon, Shimshon. What's a Nazir Olam? So the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. He says that Avshalom, David's beloved son, who died in David's lifetime as a rebel, Avshalom was in a zero lam shinemar. How do I know? Vayikim kids avayim shana vayim Avshalom el hamelach achanav Avshalom et nidriya shana darti ladunai bechevron. That Avshalom began his rebellion by telling his father that he was going to go pay back a debt, a ned there, that he had taken in Hebron, his birthplace. And the way that Chazal understand it is that he would go to bring his regular korbanot brought on a frequency, whatever the frequency was, whenever he'd get his haircut because he was in a zero lam. We know that Avshalom had beautiful hair, right? And we see that as follows, that Rebbe's opinion was that he would take a haircut once a year, and that was his Nzirut Olam, and it was at that point that he went to Hebron. It was after days that he went to have his haircut. That was the big haircutting of Avshalom. And how does Rebbe know that that was once a year? V'yalif yamim yamim batere choma. Pasuk in Vayikra says that you have 1 year, yamim tiagulato, to redeem a house that you sold in a walled city in Eretz Israel. Yamim. So you see yamim and yamim in the context of Avshalom, that every yamim he would have this haircutting festival. Each one is 12 months. That's Rebbe. Rabbi Narai Omer, which may be Rameir, Megalech Achad L'Shloshim Yom. He says it was once a month. We'll see later on why he says that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalech Erev Shabbat L'Erev Shabbat. It was every week he would shave. Now, Shekein Matzino, B'nei Melachim, Shemgalchim Erev Shabbat L'Erev Shabbat. We're familiar in our own world that princes get a haircut every Friday. Now, my Tama de Rebbe, so why does Rebbe say it's once a year? Yoth Bate Rechoma, because we said he learns it from Bate Rechoma. Rebbe, in another context, referring to a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, says the word Yamim always refers to two days, minimum plural. So how could Yamim suddenly be a year? So the answer is Hagzereshav Mishum Kovid Gamir. The answer is Yamim Yamim. He's learning because of the reason he goes to Bate Rechoma is because the issue is the weight of the hair. The hair is so heavy that you can cut it. Shemim like a Kovid. You can't say that after 2 days. So the other meaning of Yamim is a year. Maybe it's 2 years. This is when Yosef's in prison. The answer is in Bate Rechom it just says Yamim, and in Avshalom it just says Yamim. Here it says a certain amount of years. So clearly that's a modifier that doesn't exist in our index pasuk. Maybe it's once a month. This is when God says, I'm going to give you meat, not for a day, not for 2 days, but for a whole month. And the answer is again, in the case of Avshalom and Bat Erchom, it just says Yamim. It doesn't say months. In other words, both the pasuk about the Slav and the pasuk about Yosef, or about Paro in his dream, have a modifier there that doesn't exist either in Avshalom or in Bat Erchom. Try this one, miyamim yamima, etc. This is miyamim yamima, which means once a year, the girls would go out to tell the story of Bat Yiftach 4 days a year. And so the assumption here is that it's every 3 months they'd go for 1 day. That's the thought. And therefore, miyamim yamima means once every quarter. So the answer is danin yamim yamim, ein danin yamim yamima. The answer is yamima is an idiomatic phrase, shows up 5 times in Tanakh, yamim yamima, as opposed to yamim, which shows up many more times. So my nafkamina, so how come you're being so picky to say yamim and not yamima, where we sometimes are very, very loose and generous when it comes to gzera shava? Then Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava koin uva koin, in subsequent psukim, not length, but in one pasuk and a few psukim later, in the parsha of nige batim, of tzarat of the house, it says the Kohen leaves and the Kohen comes, and we say, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, it's a famous drush of Shmuel, that we're talking about the same act. One time it's called returning, one time it's called coming, it's the same act. So two very different verbs, and he compares the two. So here you have a slight difference, Yamim and Yamima, you're not willing to compare it? So Hanimini Echad Aleika Dodamile, yeah sure, when there's nothing closer, you'll take something that has the same meaning. But if you have one word that's the exact same one, yamim, and one that's different, yamim, chodesh yamim, shnatayim yamim, you go for the one that's exactly the same. Some people say, who says that in the case of Bat Yiftach, of the Bat Yiftach festival, as it were, or the Bat Yiftach storytelling, that it was every 3 months? Dilmar ba zimni bishata. Maybe it was just 4 times a year. Arba yarchin chabzimna. They'd go after 4 months. Train yarchin chadzimna. Then they would go after 2 months. In other words, who says it was every 3 months? Yamim Yamima doesn't tell you a specific amount of time. So that doesn't help you at all. That's why we're ignoring it. Rabbi Norai omer megalechat l'shloshimah. Remember, Rabbi Norai said it's once every 30 days. My time, where do you get that from? Gabe Kohanim Mishum De'ika Koved, because as we learned in an earlier podcast, the Kohanim, as mentioned Yechezkel, Lepera Lo Yishalecho, are not allowed to let their hair grow, and we know that that's 30 days. So we know that after 30 days, it's called considerable growth. And therefore, the Kohanim are a model for us, said, good, after 30 days, and a zero lam can shave, so it's every 30 days. There's also COVID here. Rabbi Yossi on COVID meaning too much hair, too much weight. Rabbi Yossi on Galachon Erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. My Ika Benei, the Sharachui. So if Avshalom really shaved every Friday, how's he different than any of his brothers? He's a Nazir, they're not. They're all getting their haircuts on Friday. The answer is Yom Tov Shechal Yom Tov Shabbat. If Yom Tov is in the middle of the week, his brothers get a haircut, he can't. Achim Galachon Hulam Galach. Inami Legluchim in Safra de Mali Shabta. The other one is whether or not you could he could shave on Friday morning. Achui Megalchin, his brothers can, because they're not limited at all, and Friday morning is convenient. Iulo Megalechad Panya, he can't get his haircut until the afternoon, because he really has 168 hours between haircuts. Now, parenthetically, back in the earlier piece, when it said that it was at the end of 40 years that Avshalom said, I'm going to go fulfill my neder, Hania Abraham Shana Maivitai, what, 40 years of what? So Rabbi Noraya Memshum Rabbi Shua locates Memshana Shishalula and Melech. It's 40 years after the Jews had requested a king, which in the context of Sefer Shmuel is seen as a very bad request, and God frowns on it. They've rejected me, Shmuel, they've rejected you, etc. And so therefore there's a comeuppance for it that they're now going to see rebellion among the kings. Tana Otashana Shalulan Melech Hishnat Eser L'Shmuel Aramati. So there's a tradition that Shmuel was 10 at the time, because according to the tradition, Shmuel died at the age of 52, which means that makes this now the year 50, which would mean that Shmuel is not yet dead, which of course is difficult because Shmuel dies in Shmuel Aleph, Perak Chafei, and yet the story of Avshalom is much later in Shmuel Bet. In any case, that's based on the Midrash of Seder Olam, and Zalom Mi'inyanenu, except to just mention it, it's just being taught here as an incidental mention about the pasuk about Avshalom. But in the meantime, we have completed our study of Nazir Shimshon Nazir Olam, and we will pick up with the very important sugya of Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.